天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。今天呢，我想问大家一个问题，那平时你们是在什么时候传福音呢？是在学校，还是在工作场所，还是偶尔和朋友谈起来告诉他们你的得救见证？上次我们说到，当我们问神你要我做什么的时候，我们所要做的就是面对神的呼召，勇敢地站起来。那他的呼召是什么呢？今天麦克牧师就会告诉我们一个答案，那就是打入敌人内部去。那敌人是谁呢？是那些对你信仰冷嘲热讽的人吗？是那些逼迫基督徒的人吗？你听一听就知道了。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
In our last broadcast, we began a new series of messages called You Want Me to Do What?
在上次节目里，我们开始了一个新的系列信息，题目是你让我做什么？
It is taken from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament of the Bible.
我们要研读旧约圣经的约书亚记里的内容。
In this series of messages, we are learning how to follow the call of God in our lives.
在这个系列里，我们要一起来学习如何跟随主对我们生命的呼召。
And the call of God upon our lives sometimes causes us to ask the question, "You want me to do what?"
主对我们生命的呼召，往往促使我们向他发出这个问题：你让我做什么？
That is why I used a question to name this series.
因此我就以这个问题作为本系列的题目。
In our first message, we saw that stepping up to God's call in our lives is answer number one.
在上一期的节目里，我们学习了第一个答案，就是起来回应主的呼召。
Now let's get into today's message.
现在就让我们开始讲今天的信息。
Around you, there are many people, but in reality, they are living deep into the enemy's territories.
我们生活在人群之中，但其实围绕在我们身边的这些人却身处敌人的领域中。
They are living in Satan's domain.
他们活在撒旦魔鬼的势力范围里。
Many of them are living deep in the territories that most of us lived in before Christ.
他们深深陷入魔鬼的领域，也就是在相信基督之前我们所在之地。
Let me make this very clear. Please do not misunderstand me.
听清楚了，千万不要误会我的意思。
Your non-Christian co-workers and your non-believing fellow students.
你这些还没有信主的同事或者同学。
Your non-Christian neighbors are not your enemies.
你的这些非信徒的邻居并不是你的敌人。
They may be opposing you, but they are not your enemies.
他们或许会反对你，但他们绝不是你的敌人。
They may be living under the control of the enemy's power.
他们活在仇敌权势的控制之下。
They may be enslaved by the enemy's dictates.
他们被敌人的专制所奴役。
They may have even adopted the enemy's characteristics.
他们甚至被仇敌的恶性同化了。
But they are not your enemies.
但他们绝不是你的敌人。
When you see your work as God's gift to you,
当你明白你从事的工作就是从神而来的礼物。
When you see your work as God's mission field for you,
当你明白你从事的工作就是你的宣教工厂。
When you see your neighborhood as God's call upon your life,
当你明白你的邻居就是神呼召你去服侍的对象。
When you see your surroundings as your God-given opportunity to penetrate deep into Satan's territory,
当你明白你身处的环境就是神赐给你深入撒旦权势范围的大好良机，
then you are going to see the people there as potential brothers and sisters in Christ.
那么你就会看见这些人实际上正是你未来的主内弟兄和姐妹。
You will view them with sympathy.
你就会以怜悯的眼光看待他们。
You will view them with compassion.
你就会以同情的眼光看待他们。
You will view them with love and longing to help set them free.
你就会以慈爱的眼光看待他们，因为他们渴望得到帮助，重获自由。
In the second message from the book of Joshua, you want me to do what?
今天是我们查考约书亚记的第二讲，题目是你让我做什么？
The first thing was to step up to God's call on your life.
回应神对我们人生的呼召，第一步就是要起来。
The second thing is to go deep into the enemy's territories.
第二件事就是要深入敌人的腹地。
The spies went into the enemy land.
有两个探子来到敌人的后方。
And they saved the one person who wanted to be saved as well as her family.
他们救了一个想要得救的女人和她的全家。
Her name was Rahab.
她的名字叫拉合。
These two spies in the book of Joshua understood their job was an opportunity from God to help others.
在约书亚记里的这两个探子明白他们的任务是神所赐的机会，让他们去帮助别人。
And my listening friend, I want to tell you that wherever you spend the majority of your time and the majority of your hours, that's your mission field.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你，你在哪里花最多的时间，那里就是你宣教的工厂。
Can you imagine if these two spies had gone into enemy's land and said to themselves, why don't we just blend with these people?
你想，如果这两个探子潜入敌人的境地，却说，我们不如就混在人群里吧。
Why don't we just strike a deal with these people?
就让我们跟这些人打打交道，做个交易吧。
Oh, but they didn't.
但他们没这么做。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they understood that they were on a mission.
因为他们很清楚他们有任务在身。
These spies knew that they were sent there for a purpose.
探子知道他们是有备而来，有明确的目的的。
These spies knew that they were there to fulfill God's plan for their lives.
探子知道他们到那里是要完成神托付给他们的计划。
These spies knew that they were there to fulfill God's plan for the future of his people.
探子知道他们到那里是要完成神对他百姓未来的计划。
And in many ways, your workplace, your school, or your neighborhood is your call and mission.
同样的，你工作的场所、你的学校、你所住的社区都是神呼召你完成使命的地方。
That's God's plan for your life.
这就是神对你生命的计划。
That is God's plan to save someone where you are.
神的计划就是在你所在之处去拯救一个人。
And because these spies focused on their mission,
因为探子准确地掌握住自己的使命，
they were able to save Rahab and all of her family from destruction.
他们就能够救出拉合跟他的全家，使他们不致丧命。
Now here are some mistakes that some people make.
有些人会犯这样的错误。
Some people think that they must purify themselves before they approach God for salvation.
有些人以为他们必须完全圣洁了，才能来到神面前接受救恩。
But that logic is contrary to the pure grace of God.
但这种想法跟神单纯的救恩恰恰相反。
Remember, Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners.
要记住， 耶稣在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死了。
Other people feel that they need to look, act, dress, and speak, and live a certain way before they can be saved.
另外有些人认为他们需要在打扮衣着、言行举止上符合一定的标准才能得救。
No.
不。
God saves anyone who asks his forgiveness and makes him the Lord of their life.
每一个祈求神赦免以神为他生命之主的人都可以得救。
God saves the very ones we think are impossible to save.
神能够拯救我们认为是无可救药的人。
God saves those whom we think are beyond reach.
神能够拯救我们认为是无法沟通的人。
Jesus saved the prostitutes and the tax collectors.
耶稣拯救了妓女和税吏。
Jesus saved the ones that the religious leaders thought unworthy of salvation.
耶稣拯救了那些被宗教领袖判定不配得救的人。
The very fact that God chose to save a harlot by the name of Rahab and her household should be an encouragement to all of us to know that God's grace can be for the criminal.
神拣选拯救妓女拉合和她的全家。这事实应该成为我们的鼓励，让我们知道神的恩典也会临到罪犯身上。
God's grace can be for the rebellious.
神的恩典会临到叛逆者。
God's grace can be for the most unlikely person.
神的恩典会临到最不配的人。
And don't ever forget that one of the greatest examples of God's grace was to a brutal man who persecuted the early church.
别忘了一个最显著的例子，神的恩典如何临到一个残暴迫害初代教会的人。
His name was Saul, who later changed his name to Paul and became the great apostle of Christ.
他的名字叫扫罗，后来改名为保罗，并成为一个伟大的使徒，终身跟随基督。
And Paul ended up writing nearly one half of the New Testament.
保罗后来所写的书信组成了半本新约圣经。
Your boss may be harsh.
你的领导可能很苛刻。
Your coworker may be living an immoral lifestyle.
你的同事可能生活糜烂。
Your neighbor may be angry with you all the time.
你的邻居可能老是对你摆脸色。
But none of these desperate people are beyond God's grace.
但是神的恩典都能够临到这些迫切需要拯救的人身上。
And God placed you in that work environment, school or neighborhood, so that you can show them what the Christian life is all about.
神把你放在你工作的场所、你的学校、你的社区中，就是要你活出基督的生命来。
But some of you may be asking, Was it right for Rahab to lie in order to protect the spies?
有人也许会问，拉合为了保护探子而说谎，他这么做对吗？
The answer is no.
不对。
It is never right to do the wrong thing for the right reason.
为了正当的理由做不正确的事还是错误的。
The Bible merely reports that Rahab lied, but the Bible does not approve of it.
圣经记录了拉合说谎，但圣经并不赞同他的做法。
And don't forget that Rahab had not yet experienced God as her Lord.
别忘了，那时拉合还没有以神为他的主。
At this point of her story, she has only heard of God.
在她生平这个阶段里，她只是听说过神而已。
And just like Rahab, there are all around you people waiting to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
今天在你身边也有无数好像拉合一样的人，等着要听有关耶稣基督的福音。
Look at the book of Joshua chapter 2 verses 9 and 10.
请看约书亚记第二章九到十节。
She said, I know that the Lord has given his land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you.
拉合说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了。
We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt.
因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们前面使红海的水干了。
Rahab knew that a nation of former slaves has no strength of its own to defeat the Canaanites.
拉合知道一个曾经为奴的国家靠自己是没有力量可以打败迦南地的国家的。
But Rahab heard about their mighty God.
但拉合也听说了他们那位大能的神。
And now she is delighted that she is meeting two of his children for the first time.
现在她很高兴自己终于遇见了这位神的子民，就是那两个探子。
I have no doubt that wherever you are in your environment,There are people all around you who are in pain and anguish.
毫无疑问的，你所在之处一定有许多忧愁痛苦的人在你身边。
There are people all around you who are in torment and sorrow.
在你身边有许多受尽折磨、心灵忧伤的人。
There are people all around you who are in loneliness and fear.
在你身边有许多孤单寂寞充满恐惧的人。
And these people are saying to themselves,
这些人自言自语道，
I heard that Jesus saves.
我听说耶稣拯救人。
I heard that Jesus heals.
我听说耶稣医治人。
I heard that Jesus transforms lives.
我听说耶稣能改变生命。
I heard that Jesus gives strength to the weak.
我听说耶稣赐能力给软弱的人。
I heard that Jesus sets the captive free.
我听说耶稣释放被奴役的人。
I heard that Jesus binds the brokenhearted.
我听说耶稣能包裹受伤的心灵。
I heard that Jesus forgives the burden of guilt and sin.
我听说耶稣饶恕罪人。解除他们的罪担。
And that person is waiting for you to speak a word of healing and forgiveness.
这些人就等着你对他们说，使他们得医治、得赦罪的信息。
They are waiting for you to say that the one you've heard about is the one I have experienced personally. Let me tell you all about him.
这些人就等着你对他们说，你听说的那一位正是我亲身经历过的。让我告诉你有关他的一切事。
Because Jesus set me free from failure and inadequacy.
因为耶稣把我从失败和自卑的捆锁中释放出来。
Jesus set me free from worry and anxiety.
耶稣把我从担忧和焦虑的捆锁中释放出来。
Jesus set me free from fear and dread.
耶稣把我从恐惧和害怕的捆锁中释放出来。
Jesus forgave all my sins and took my guilt away.
耶稣赦免了我所有的罪，除去了我的过犯。
Jesus put my feet on a solid rock.
耶稣让我建立在磐石上。
Jesus clothed me with a spiritual garment that can never be taken away.
耶稣为我穿上属灵的衣袍。永不会被夺走。
And just like God saved Rahab without regard to the sinful life that she lived before,
正如神不计较拉合过去罪恶的生活，反而拯救了她。
God is ready to forgive the sins of all repentant people.
神同样乐意赦免所有情愿悔改的人。
No matter what a person has done in the past,
不论他过去做过什么。
God is ready to give eternal life to those who ask for it.
神乐意把永生赐给凡向他祈求的人。
God is ready to dispense mercy for those who cry for it.
神乐意怜悯所有向他呼求的人。
God is ready to welcome all who seek him with all of their heart.
神欢迎每一个全心全意寻求他的人。
That same grace that worked in the heart of a Canaanite prostitute is available for all who would ask for it.
当年临到这个迦南妓女身上的恩典，今天同样会临到祈求恩典的人。
And like God's people in the Old Testament, we live in a culture that is controlled by God's great enemy, Satan.
正如旧约时代，神的百姓所处的环境，今天我们也居住在撒旦所控制的文化中，他是神最大的仇敌。
And that is why you and I must invade his territory.
因此，你和我必须深入他的占领区。
We cannot just hide in the safety of our home.
我们不能老躲在自己安适的家中。
But we must get behind the enemy's line and pull to safety all those who will respond.
我们必须渗透到敌人的后方，把那些对神有回应的人带到安全的地方。
Of course, this message is directed toward those who have experienced the grace of God.
当然，今天的信息是针对那些经历过神恩典的人说的。
But there may be someone who's listening today who has never known what it means to be set free from the slavery of sin, guilt, and oppression.
然而，我想也有些正在收听我们节目的朋友，可能从来都不知道从罪恶重担的奴役下被解放出来是多么的自由。
If you want to have eternal salvation, you can pray with me this prayer.
如果你想得到永远的救恩，你现在就可跟着我这样祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
I am a sinner and I know that I cannot reach heaven on my own strength.
我是个罪人，我知道靠着我自己的力量，我永远到不了天堂。
Please forgive me for all of my sins.
恳求你赦免我所有的罪过。
I believe that your son Jesus Christ died for my sins.
我相信你的儿子耶稣基督为我的罪而死。
And only by believing and accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior can I be saved.
我只能通过相信并接受耶稣基督为我的救主和生命之主，我才能得救。
And beginning today, I will follow you with all my heart.
从今天起，我愿意全心全意地跟随你。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have prayed this prayer with me, would you write to us and let us know?
如果你跟着我祷告了，希望你能写信告诉我。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
非常感谢您的收听，真没想到牧师的一句话打醒了我。工作场所、学校都是我们的福音合场，不是我们找不到传福音的对象，而是我们太安于现状，不愿意迈出那一步传讲神国的信息。我们害怕我们会遭到嘲笑，反正我们已经进入光明，那些不愿意走出黑暗的人就让他们去吧。当我们遇到阻挡的时候，我们就会用这种消极的态度去对待。工作一直被认为是很不愿意的事情，为了生计才做的，而学校整天忙于学习，没有时间向别人传福音。但是这些都是神送给我们的礼物，是神给你的2500两银子，我们有意识到吗？提摩太后书4:2说道，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。愿我们能够甩开包袱，为主多传福音，引导人信主，离开黑暗，进入光明。 那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。
主，你要往哪里走，我就跟你走，领我走到世界尽头，一生不再回头，让世界听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，将主爱带到人群中。我并不完美，也并不特别，而你却是为我舍弃生命的主。我时常软弱，有时会迷惑，但你是道路真理和生命。
主，你要往哪里走，我就跟你走，
领我走到世界尽头，一生不再回头，
让世界听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，将主爱带到人群中。主，你要往哪里走，我就跟你走，领我走到世界尽头，一生不听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，将主爱带到人群中。世界尽头，一生不再回头，让世界听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，将主爱带到人群中。主，你要往哪里走，我就跟你走，世界尽头，一生不再回头，让世界听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，向主爱来到人
生中。有许多的问题我也不放弃，
你大能赐给我勇气，
敢走出去。